I better open that door in case the cleaners think this room is empty.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
setting hen.
And where would you keep hens?
What?
Where would you keep hens?
Where would you keep them?
Mm-hmm.
A shed, I guess. I don't know much about that sort of thing.
What about a small place just for the mother
hen? Pen.
Or, do you ever hear of a...
a pen.
Or
a
coop or coop?
Oh, coop, yes. We call them coop. It ought to be coop, but we call them coop.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to...
What was that?
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say...
A cow?
A calf.
A cat, a mew.
No, a...
a cat?
A calf.
Spell that.
C-A-L-F.
A calf, moo.
Okay.
Or bleat.
Uh-huh. What about the cow? What is...
the cow moos.
Uh-huh. And the horse?
Neighs.
Or the gentle noise.
What?
The gentle noise that a horse makes.
Whinny.
Okay. And when you're eating chicken, you know there's a bone that goes like this?
Wishbone.
Okay. Any stories about that? Pulling it apart?
Oh, there is a legend that if one person grasps one end and one the other, the one getting either the short end or the long end, I don't know which, is going to have good luck.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to it.
Did you ever hear anyone call a cow?
Only on TV.
Okay. Do you know what you say to a cow to make her stand still so you can milk her?
I certainly don't.
What about a calf?
You mean calling a cat? Kitty,
calf.
Kitty, kitty?
Huh? A calf.
Calling a cow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what about a... to get a mule or horse to turn left or right?
Well, now, when they had oxen, it was G and haul.
Okay.
But I don't know about mules and horses.
Did you ever hear anyone call a horse?
No, I think not.
Uh-huh. What would you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
Okay. And to stop him?
Whoa.
And
W-H-O-A.
To make him back up?
Back up.
Did you ever hear anyone call hogs?
Only on TV.
What about sheep?
Never.
Chickens?
No.
Say if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to... before you hitch them up, you have to...
catch them.
And...
harness them.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The reins. R-E-I-N-S.
When he's hitched to a wagon, you call it the reins?
Yeah, well, guess what?
When he's hitched to a wagon, you call it the reins?
If you're riding, it's still the reins.
Uh-huh. If the horse is pulling a wagon, you got him with the reins?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What are your feet in if you're riding on him?
What do you feed him?
What are your feet in?
If you're riding in stirrups.
Okay. And if you're plowing, you know, the trenches that a plow cuts, you call those...
furrows.
And would you know what they call the horse that walks in the furrow? Would you?
No.
Okay. And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little...
distance.
Or just a little what over...
I've never heard a thing about distance used.
What about
sometimes feet?